Okay, our learning should be Lineshas Rechapar Basar Moshe, as the Shem is Baruch. We're going to try to connect Parshas Va'era, Chodesh Shvat. First of all, good Chodesh, everyone. Here we go. Va'era usually falls out around Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so there's obviously a very strong connection. We know we need to look no longer, no further than the opening Pasuk to our Parsha, and we'll try to connect it as well to Chodesh Shvat. Na'idabra Elokim HaMoshe, La'yom Elav, Ani Hashem. And Chodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, and he says to him, I am Hashem. And says Rav Biederman, he quotes the Shach al HaTorah, what is the purpose of saying Hashem's name twice, Elokim, and then Hashem? Says the Shach al HaTorah that Elokim is Gematria 86. And the final words of the Pasuk are Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is Gematria 87. So you have Elokim in the beginning, Ani Hashem is 86, Elokim is 86 in the beginning, and Ani Hashem is 87. Says the Shach al HaTorah, that Elohim expresses Hashem's name for din, for justice, which is the root of dinim and the hardships. But we want everything to be rachamim. We want everything to be with compassion, to sweeten with judgment. And how do we do that? How do we sweeten with judgment? We sweeten with echad. You have to go 87. Elohim is 86. We have to go one above it. Ani Hashem, to realize that it's all good. To realize that it's all hakol toiva. And the ach pri tzvua, Rav Heschel, Rav Lisker, the Lisker Rav, The Rebbe Reb Shaila, the Ach Pritzvua, writes, and he quotes the Shalach al HaTorah, and he says, HaKol Bo Ba'ashkoch HaSo HaBor Yisparach. But when we have Amuna, you're little be mamtik the dinim. When something's going wrong in your life, and you say, no, it's HaKol the Toiva, it might look like it's Elokim, but you say it's Ani Hashem, then you're mamish, you're changing the reality from judgments, from a positive corona test, to saying at the end of the day, maybe it is positive. I don't know how it's positive, but it is positive. And he says a beautiful Torah, the Ach Pritzvur. The Lusker Rebbe writes of Gemara and Sanhedrin, Kod Ches, but Nachum Ish Gamzu. Everything he said, everything that happened to him was Gamzu the Toiva. So he says, what's this Lashon of Gamzu? He says, if you look, no Chazal. Chazal says, Gam is Lerabos. Gam is to include. Always it comes to include something. Tahainu Shahayim Marbes Al Tevas Elokim Os Echad Shiyah Ani Hashem Tahainu Shahama Shah Kol Meach Meach Boris Bach Like Dezen is Hapach the Toiva. Gam is an included, is an inclusion, right? Ach coming to exclude, Gam comes to include. Nachum ish gamzu, gamzu tova, is that when you realize that you have Elokim in your life, Shach HaTorah says it's 86, and you say Ani Hashem, which is 87. How do you change that? You realize that everything is a kol tova, and the Ach Pritzvah says you literally change it. You change it and realize that even though it might be look like it's Elokim in the beginning, but you say gamzu the tova, your mom is changing it. From hardships, from challenges, from struggles, to opportunities, into growth, into development, into change. And he says, that's Gam, Nochem, Ish, Gamzu, Gam, coming to include. And this is the Sas Emes, this is Yartzeit this week, the Sas Emes on Hey Shvat. He says the same thing when it comes to the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know Chazal tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world Bedin, with judgment. And then he saw that the world wouldn't be able to go on without it, with Rachem. So what did he do? He created Din, and then he created Rachem. So too, says the Sas Emes, the Geula of Klal Yisrael will be the same way. It was with Din. The bricks were taken away. The straw was taken away. Things got worse first. And then Ani Hashem. And then the mercy came. And then the Chesed came. Says the Sas Emes, Kach Gam, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the word with Din and then Rachamin. Kach Gam Geulusav Shal Yisrael. Mitchila Din. Beginning it was Din. Elokim. And then Ani Hashem. And then it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, and then it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Sas Emes is saying the exact word of the Shach HaTorah in a different way, in the same word of the Ach Beitfua, but he says the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Din, and then Chesed, so too the Geul of Klal Yisrael will be with Din, and then will be with Rachamim as well. How does this connect to the month of Shvat? Well, we know that the Arizal tells us, the Torah Barotan, B'nei Soskar, and all the Sama Kedoshim, that every single month has a Shem Hashem. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yudkei Vavkei, but there's 12 different ways on how to, if you scram around those letters, there's 12 ways to be able to spell Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. The pasuk that represents the month of Shvat is a pasuk in the second to last pasuk in Parshas B'chukosa and the whole Sefer Vayikra by Meister Behema. The pasuk says in Chav Zayin Lam and Gimel, Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra, v'lo mirenu v'im hameri mirenu v'hayu hu usmaraso yiyah kodesh lo yigael. He shall not distinguish between good and bad, and he should not substitute for it. If he does not substitute for it, then it and said substitute shall be holy and may not be redeemed. Says the Zera Kodesh, the Rapsut Rebbe. Look at the Pasuk. It says over here, Vim Hamer Yimirenu, his Heyud, Hamer Yimirenu, Vahayahu. Hamer Yimirenu, it might be bitter in the beginning, Vahayahu, Vahayahu,
V'hayahu means at the end of the day it should be what it is. We know v'hayahu is lashon simcha. Says the Rabbi to Rebbe. Hey, so look at the pasuk. It's hamer yimirenu v'hayahu. Hamer hey yimirenu yud v'hayahu vav hey. So at the beginning, hey yud is out of order. It should really be yud k. Beginning of shvat, things are still they're still din. We didn't get to Tu B'Shvat yet. So beginning of the month is hamer yimirenu. It looks like it's bitter. It looks like a very big struggle. It looks like it's a low kim. But then what happens on Tu B'Shvat? Then v'hayahu, things get straightened out again. Things get straightened out in the way that they should be. Says the Zera Kodesh. See if Zera Kodesh Baruch Hazer Rosh Hatevas V'Pasuk Hamer Yimirenu V'hayahu. V'kib emes kol ma'da avad rachmano l'tov avad. Everything is really for the best. Rak she'lefama ma'atova mechusim me'enem agulim ninar ksastin. Sometimes it's covered. Sometimes we don't realize that it's really Hashem, but sometimes it's a hokim, but you don't see it. U'kishahana ha'pech gam adin l'rachman az miskala tova ma'arachman. Hamer Yimirenu. Yeah, at the end of the day it was bitter. But then what happens? V'hayah. V'hayah who? It says V'hayah, we know Gemara Megillah tells us, Lashon Simcha. At the end of the day, it was really V'hayah. It was good the whole time. And that's what the Svarim say. It starts off with Hey Yud, Hamer Yimirenu, out of order. Things are still din. V'hayah who? But at the end of the day, it ends off with Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat comes in the middle and things change. Things are changing already in the world. At the end of the day, even when it looks like it's out of order, it's really, says the Rav Shitzer, it's really all chesed. And this is the vort we say from the Shachar LaTorah, this is the vort from the Ach Pitzvuah, this is the vort of the Sasemes, and this is the vort from the Zera Kodesh. To know that at the end of the day, it says Elokim in the beginning, opening word, it looks like it's Elokim. Vaidaber Zoloshon Kosha. Vaidaber Zoloshon Kosha. It looks like Elokim, looks like it's very challenging, but really, Elokim, says the Shachar LaTorah, is 86. Ani Hashem says it's 87, it's one above. Because when a Jew lives at the moon and bitachon, everything is good. And that's what Ach Pitzvah, Lil Lizka Rabbah, told us. That when you live, like, Nachim Yish Gamzu, Gam Rabbah, that even this is good. And the Sasema says, that just like a Kodesh Baruch created the world with Din, and then Rachman, so too Klai Yisrael's Geula, Geula Mitzrayim, and Geula, one Be'ez Hashem from the Mashiach, starts with Din, starts off with Elohim, and then ends, starts with, and then goes with Ani Hashem, and this is the same word we see by Shvat. The pasuk that represents Shvat is Hamer Yimirenu V'Hayahu. Hamer Yimirenu, yeah, it's bitter in the beginning, but then V'Hayahu says the Zera Kodesh. V'Hayahu, it's Lashon Simcha. Then Tu B'Shvat comes, and then we know the Sanzer Rebbe tells us from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, and we don't go 2 weeks without a Simcha. Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Yom Ha'atzmus. I'll add in Yom Lag Bo'Imer, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shavuos, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lag Bo'Imer, then Shavuos. So really, things are changing, says the Sanzer Rebbe, every single minute when you get from Tu B'Shvat. It looks like it's bitter in the beginning. It looks like it's Elokim, but really it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think maybe that's really the connection. And I think that's very applicable for our lives, especially for this year. Well, this year was sometimes it looks like it was bitter and challenging and struggles, but really it maybe it was just the biggest kiss from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should be Zochav Ez Hashem to live at these Torahs and to even know, even when we're going through hard times and challenging times, to know it's all Ani Hashem, it's all Chesed, it's all coming from my Father. Yes, sometimes look at Samakinu, but really it's really Avinu. Avinu behind the scenes. I think maybe this is the connection between Parshas Ve'era and Shvat. Always seeing the good in everything. The lesson of Emunah B'Tachon. Gan Nochesh Im Zamsu. As Rabbi Kiva says, Keshem Shavar, as Rabbi Kiva says in Gemara and Brachas, Lo'olim Ye'odem Rogel Lomar Kol De'Ovid Rechmano L'Tov Ovid. A Jew has to say everything is for the best. Because really everything is for the best. It might look like it's Elokim. My Daber Elokim Moshe. I Omer Elov Ani Hashem. It's really Ani Hashem. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love. Wishing everyone a beautiful Chodesh Shvat. A healthy, a kadosh, a holy, and developing, and a growing, and Be'ez Hashem, should be Zocher Be'ez Hashem to be done with this virus, to be done with all of the craziness in Washington, and Be'ez Hashem will be Zocher to have Purim in less than 45 days. Be'ez Hashem Yisbach Siat Hashmaya in Yishlam Yakodesh, having that Purim Shulash with all our brothers and sisters in Yishlam Yakodesh. Wish everyone good Shabbos, good Chodesh Kodesh.